Good morning. It's so nice to see you all, and I'm sure you all have made your reservation for the mansion in the sky, as I have. Isn't it terrible that someone's come back to Christ and then they're overjealous or jealous, whatever the word is. But the scripture reading today is so important. Today we saw our youth up here singing, and the youth is what makes our church. And without our youth, there will not be a church. So let's all take that into our hearts and into our thoughts and into our decisions when we are looking for our new minister. And Psalms 78, 1 through 7 tells you that. Give ear, O my people, to my teaching. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings from of old. Things that we have heard and known, that our ancestors have told us. We will not hide them from their children. We will tell to the coming generations the glorious deeds of the Lord and his might and the wonders that he has done. He established a decree in Jacob and appointed a new law in Israel, which he commanded our ancestors to teach to their children, and the next generation might know them, the children yet unborn, and raise up and tell them to their children, so that they should set their hope in God and not forget the words of God, the works of God, and keep his commandments. Romans 15, verses 3 through 4. For Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. From whatever was written in former days was written for our instructions, so that by steadfastness and by the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. That is the word of the Lord.
Good morning. One note of housekeeping, who's ever in charge of the hymnals, Sammy still doesn't sing and I still sound awful, so if there's some sort of refund for those two back there, that would be great. Today I'm going to give a history of the Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church. It was written October 2006, originally by Ernie McFadden Jr., and it was updated this past August by Arlie. I hope you enjoy it as much as I have in reading this. Sit back and relax and enjoy the next 2 hours as we go through the history of the church. I am the Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church. That has been my name for 85 years. I am here to tell a story about this building and its congregations. This story is a composite, as related by many of our past members, being told so that our current and future members may preserve my history while moving forward. As my story unfolds, it is immediately apparent that it is impossible to return to the way things used to be. We can honor our past as we do today, but we are only able to build and shape the future. The following account is dedicated to all members of the church, including many who have gone to their heavenly home. Each of us who worships here has in some manner contributed to the ongoing saga that is Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church. My home is a beautiful national historic landmark, built nearly 130 years ago. As I recall the events of my life, I am astounded by the changes that have occurred inside and outside. I am saddened as I recall many faces who are missing. However, I am joyful as I view the many new faces that grace my pews. As I reminisce about past years, I am struck by a startling fact. my mission remains the same, to foster Christianity in the valley. But I am a vastly different church from what I was when I was founded. Let me tell you about myself as I prepare to celebrate my 130th birthday. For nearly 130 years, I have withstood the ravages of time and weather, efforts by men and women to close me or redefine my mission. I believe myself to be the quiet little church in the valley, as alternative to the larger churches in the area. For 130 years, I have stood as the symbol of Presbyterianism and a center of worship, firm and proud in my Christian faith. On the glorious Sunday, June 14th, in the year of our Lord, 1887, my cornerstone was laid, and I was dedicated to the service of God as the Glenshaw Presbyterian Church, the following on March 11th. As my large 400-pound bell in the belfry calls the valley to worship, my congregation gathers. For about 20 years, they had gathered at the sickle factory since there was no church for miles around. I am brand spanking new, designed by Thomas Reid in what is called the Queen Anne style and costing $12,000. I am between Butler Plank Road and the Pittsburgh and Western Railroad in the picturesque Pine Creek Valley of Glenshaw. I front on Butler Plank Road, the main road transversing the valley between Pittsburgh and Butler. Across the road at the creek is a hitching post, a convenience for those who travel on horseback. Mounting half a dozen steps to the porch, we enter the sanctuary with its curved pews forming a semicircle facing the altar. Behind the altar are windows of cathedral glass, and a skylight is above the recessed choir pit. At the back of the sanctuary is the narthex, with sliding wooden doors as a divider. Sunday school, dinners, and other activities are held here in the narthex. My ceiling and wainscoting are of yellow pine, oiled and burnished to a rich color. In each of the four corners of the sanctuary is a chimney with a coal stove to provide heat. Leading from the back door is a path to the water well, and further on to the outhouse. My memory is hazy. The records indicate that a new organ was installed in 1907, funded in part by a grant from the Carnegie Fund. My transept was enlarged, and the choir loft was reconfigured at this time to make room for the organ. The choir loft is separated from the altar by a spindled rail. Replacing the skylight are two natural gas candelabrums mounted on newel posts. On the outside of the posts are gates leading from the altar to the loft. The new organ was placed in the choir loft, and an organist was hired at a salary of $5 a month. At the same time, an outdoor worker was hired to pump the organ at a salary of $2 per month, but he often fell asleep and needing prodding when the organ signal was given. I was enlarged in 1912 at the cost of $3,000. A kitchen, now the heritage room and restrooms, and two rooms, now the library and choir rooms, were added to the first floor, and the pastor studies was added to the second floor. At the same time, electric lights, indoor plumbing, and a central heating system were added. My heart sang with joy. I listened to the Sunday services, savored the smell of cooking as dinners were served in the narthex, and saw Christmas plays and other celebrations held around the altar. My congregation grew, and I was, sadly, deemed to be too small and outdated. Property was purchased for a new church in 1926, and in 1928, a new Glenshaw Presbyterian Church was opened, and my doors were closed. For 3 years, my bell was silent, while a portion of my old congregation organized to save me. They worshiped in the Glenshaw School until they could raise the $10,000 needed to purchase me. It was evident that the Lord still had use for me. One day, my doors were reopened and fresh air filled my sanctuary. I was cleaned and polished, and a new charter was granted to Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church. Just a little more than 85 years ago, on April 15, 1931. By 1939, I had been renovated and redecorated. The stained glass windows were installed, and a new pipe organ was purchased. Through the years, many things have happened to me. I've had amputations, additions, restoration, and transplants. My original hand power organ has been replaced 3 times, and the windows behind the choir have been replaced with organ pipes. The sliding doors separated the narthex were removed, and in their place, twin arches with curtains were added, later changed to the current single arch. Plastering, painting, and paneling have altered my interior. My exterior has been recovered with vinyl siding since the original wood had begun to decay. 3 of my 4 original chimneys have been removed. My front doors have been painted a welcoming bright red and blazed with white crosses. I am now a registered National Historic Landmark, meaning that substantial change to my exterior cannot be made. I am more comfortable in the winter. My individual stoves have given way to central heating powered by coal and later natural gas. A hot water system has replaced the steam boiler. My kitchen is gone, so are the dinners, most celebrations and meetings. They have been held in the Christian Education Building since that building was dedicated on June 4, 1961. My congregation continued to flourish, and Fellowship Hall, later named McFadden Hall, was added to the Christian Education Building and dedicated on October 23, 1977. It is quieter now, but on Sunday mornings, as my bell invites all faiths to church, I am ready and able to serve the Lord as I have in the past. That the Lord still has use for me is evident. He saved me nearly 80 years ago, and more recently, his timely intervention led to the discovery of an uncontrolled fire in my boiler, which could have ended my life at 97 years. And once again, in 2004, as the floodwaters filled my basement, he granted me another opportunity to serve him. Once again, my congregation and community were there to clean and repair as needed, so that I could continue to serve the Lord as I have done for these many years. Today, in the year of our Lord 2016, I am changed physically and physiologically, sorry about that, as time and conditions have warranted. I now share the feelings of my congregation as they are both excited and apprehensive as they begin the new search for a new pastor to serve, lead, grow, and yes, change. This will be a challenging time for me, but I have overcome bigger challenges in my lifetime, and I expect to come through this stronger and revitalized as I have before. Whatever changes may be on the horizon, I am certain that my heart and soul remain unchanged and strong in the convictions of my founding fathers who brought Presbyterianism to the Glenshaw Valley 130 years ago. I am living proof that a small, friendly church has a place in this busy world. I shall continue to serve until the will of the Lord decrees otherwise.